Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Thousands of new ballots discovered during the Georgia recount. Governors bring back the COVID shutdown. 4 in 10 Americans plan on celebrating Thanksgiving in large groups. Most flights between the U.S. and U.K. canceled until 2021. The World Health Organization warns a vaccine may not be enough to stop the plague. Also ahead, will the TV news media collapse after Donald Trump departs? But first, poll workers in Georgia discovering 2,600 uncounted ballots in Republican Floyd County. Officials say the votes were found on a memory card in a ballot scanning machine. The Peach State currently conducting the largest hand recount in U.S. history before Wednesday night's midnight deadline. Governors in some states bringing back the pandemic lockdown. New Mexico, Washington, Oregon, Michigan, New York, California. Closing bars, restaurants, gyms, churches, and other places people may transmit the disease. North Dakota instituting a statewide mask mandate. The positivity rate there now hovering above 16%. Wow. Survey from Ohio State University says 40% of Americans plan on enjoying Thanksgiving with at least 10 other people. A third of us will not require our guests to wear masks inside the house. I know I won't. The study comes as COVID surges in all 50 states, infecting about 1 million people a week. The British not coming this Christmas. American Airlines and other carriers canceling service between New York City and London until January. The UK remains one of the worst hotspots for COVID. British Prime Minister Johnson shut down the pubs and other businesses earlier this month. Officials with the World Health Organization telling reporters any new vaccine will not be enough to eradicate the disease. The agency's director says, quote, a vaccine will be a complement to other tools. A vaccine on its own will not end the pandemic. Drug companies Pfizer and Moderna disagree. Both expect an effective treatment within months, and so do I, but we're talking about America, not the third world. In a moment, as President Trump leaves the stage, what will television news do? Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, TV news we hardly knew ya. Get ready. Big changes coming next year in politics and media. All of us will be affected. Spread the word. Unless Moses comes back and parts the Potomac River, Joe Biden will be president. Old Joe grabbed more than 78 million votes, a record. Donald Trump garnered 74 million, the second biggest vote getter ever, with only Biden besting him. Doing the math, more than 150 million Americans cast ballots. But on the day after the election, with the contest in dispute and drama high, only 2 million Americans watched the CBS news special. Just 2.5 million watched the ABC news special. 3.5 million tuned in to see
NBC's news special. Those are catastrophic numbers. Cable news had more viewers, but not many more. Astoundingly, CNN beat Fox News. So what's happening right before our eyes? Well, most Americans who consume what the corporate media puts out know that dishonesty and unfairness is the lead story. From the beginning of his presidency, Donald Trump has been brutally attacked by the press, which openly allied itself with the Democratic Party. Every honest person has to admit that. The Russian collusion fiasco and impeachment were historic embarrassments. The smearing of Mr. Trump, combined with the president's lack of discipline in defending himself, led to his defeat. In his heart, Mr. Trump knows I'm right. The president made too many unforced errors. But the way he was treated by the combined national media agencies was corrupt and unprecedented. Americans who pay attention understand that no matter who they voted for, they know the media fix was in, and they will not forget. Therefore, all of the corporate media will suffer and lose audience steadily over the next year, because the fix will still be in. The news industry will continue to mislead you every day, every way. President Biden will be fabulous. Everything he does will be magnificent and perspicacious. Donald Trump will be blamed for anything that goes wrong. The media has to do this. It can never admit it back to mediocrity. However, the new president will get a chance for many Americans. But I foresee a guy who is exchanging a basement in Delaware for a cloistered office in D.C. The new president will go to Sunday Mass. He has to thank God for the kind treatment he has gotten from the press. Not too many in the press will attend church because it's a secular crew. They largely believe in themselves, and they believe they defeated Donald Trump. But demise is a condition that can spread like COVID. These biased media people have become unbearable to many Americans. The smug condescension vividly on display over a painful four-year period. And the press will remain, above all else, smug as a bug in a rug. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. You will like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Exactly 1 year ago today, doctors in Wuhan province, China, began treating patients with high fevers, dry coughs, and severe fatigue. Hospital workers believe the victims were suffering from the flu. 2 weeks later, officials in Beijing knew they had a new virus on their hands, one that kills at a rate 3 times higher than influenza. SARS-CoV-2, also known as COVID-19. Chinese researchers traced the bug back to a local food market with live animals, including bats, eels, and chickens. The Communist Party quickly moved to cover up the outbreak. The military was deployed to isolate Wuhan. Folks were forbidden from leaving their homes, entering public buildings, even shopping for groceries. More than 900 million people in China were ordered to stay indoors, the largest quarantine in history. It did not work. Between November 17th and January 1st, COVID spread through air travel to places like Milan, London, Madrid, New York. The United Nations and the World Health Organization were quick to back Beijing. The WHO released a statement saying, quote, China's actions actually helped prevent the spread of coronavirus to other countries, unquote. 10 months later, COVID has infected 54 million people and killed 1.3 million, 250,000 in the USA alone. And here's something else you might not know. Right now, no one really knows how bad the virus outbreak is in China, as the cover-up continues there. According to the Communist Party, the country eradicated COVID in late February, just 2 months after patient zero. The nation of 1.4 billion people is reporting just 86,000 cases and 4,000 fatalities, the same number as Tennessee. Of course, this is all bull. No one believes it, except maybe the World Health Organization. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.